Start. This is a recording on Ted West. That's Ted, T-E-D. T as in Thomas. Ted West, W-E-S-T. Ted West, date of birth, 5/11/38. Date of visit, 3/9/26. Please make a copy for primary care, James Brown, M.D. B.R.O.W.N. James Brown, M.D. Next paragraph, chief complaint is chronic cough with mucus production. Next paragraph, his present illness. This is a 87-year-old male who has had a history of chronic bronchitis and hypertension, has had a chronic cough and shortness of breath with exertion. He also has had asthma as a child and has hypertension, diabetes, and hyperlipidemia. The patient coughs up little foamy mucus, but denies any fever, chills, night sweats, or mouthesis. He has no evidence of aspiration. His most recent, he has had sinus drainage and chronic sinusitis, and his recent CT of the sinuses showed mild mucosal thickening of the right sphenoid sinus. And the paranasal sinuses were grossly clear. He had a CT chest done in April of 25, which showed prominent mediastinal and hilar nodes, measuring up to 2 centimeter, and a 1.7 meter left axillary, 1.7 centimeter left axillary node. The next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included history for hypertension, hyperlipidemia, diabetes mellitus type 2, history of dementia, and COPD with chronic bronchitis and asthma. He also has had rheumatic disease of the mitral and aortic valves, and history for gout. Past history of atrial fibrillation, osteoarthritis, and history of permanent pacemaker for six sinus syndrome. The patient has had a left knee replacement surgery, as well as surgery on both shoulders, and had fractured hips, requiring ORIF of the right as well as the left hip. Had a tonsillectomy remotely, period. Also has spinal stenosis and TIAs. Next paragraph. Habits. The patient smoked 1 to 2 packs per day for 40 years and then quit. Drinks alcohol moderately. Next paragraph, allergies, non-drug allergies. Next paragraph, family history. Father died of MI. Mother died of old age. Next paragraph, med list. Included allopurinol 300 milligrams daily, donepezil 10 milligrams a day, duloxetine 60 milligrams daily, gabapentin 300 milligrams TID, montelukast 10 milligrams daily, pravastatin 80 milligrams daily, and Trelegy Ellipta 100 micrograms 1 puff a day, as well as Azelastin nasal spray, one spray in each nostril, Trazodone 100 milligrams daily. Next physical exam, this moderately overweight elderly white male, alert, pale, no acute distress, he has multiple ecchymotic areas of his extremities with abrasions, and is alert and oriented, answers questions. Blood pressure 122/70. Pulse is 68, respirations are 18, temperature 98, to weight is 249, saturation 95. HEND and non-phthalic pupils are reactive. Sclera were clear, nasal mucus injected, throat is clear. There's mild post-nasal drip. Neck supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement, or lymphadenopathy, or thyromegaly. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions and scattered basal crackles with diffuse wheezing bilaterally. Or the answers are irregular. And no murmur. The abdomen is soft, protuberant, no mass, no megaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, varicosities, multiple skin lesions with ecchymotic areas and keratotic skin lesions. Now, no calf tenderness, reflexes are 1 plus, no gross motor deficits, cranial nerves are grossly intact, skin no lesions, cranial nerves are grossly intact. Next paragraph, breast number 1, COPD with chronic bronchitis and asthma. Number 2 is hypertension. Number 3 is mild diabetes. Number 4, hyperlipidemia. Number 5 is dementia. And number 6 is chronic cough. Next paragraph, plan. Patient has been advised to get a complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilator studies. Also get a CT chest without contrast. CBC BMP IgE level. Was advised to use albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs QIDPRN. Tassilon pearls, 100 milligrams TIDPRN. And continue Trelegy Ellipta 1 puff a day. Follow-up visit here in 4 weeks, at which time I'll make an addendum. Thank you for this conversation. Happy for primary physician.